Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
My name is Wes Otis. Welcome to Agent's Dossier, episode number 33. I have some wonderful players with me. Let us start with Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja playing Robin Porter, who is 100% standing behind her decision to stay in the car.
Hello, I am playing Norman Morales, and honestly, I just have to ditto. Just big ditto to Robin. We're smart.
Hi, I'm Mac, and I'm playing Wanda Sims, who is at this moment feeling less smart.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Maggie Cortez, and she's at the moment wondering what the hell has she gotten herself into?
Right. I mean, out of everyone, you're literally the newest person, and this is all quite interesting and horrifying. So in the last episode, you had found out that the three women, Summer, Tiffany, and Bree, were feeding these spider babies, these monstrous babies of some deity. They were feeding one in particular with their human enemies. And then from what you gathered, they were buying or stealing meat or using cattle. There is mention of cattle mutilation. So it's possible they've been doing that too, to feed the other babies that seem to need their attention. And they were talking about the fact that they are getting pressure to feed these babies more. When you were staking out Bree's house, you noticed Pete in the window, horribly deformed with eyes all over his face, spider eyes, and just not looking his best, you know, maybe not doing so well. You went to an apartment that Omar owns that seems to have another one of these babies that they've been feeding, where you heard this argument about them having to expand their pool of victims to be able to keep up with the demand, growing children and all, you know. And some spiders dropped down and you heard the creature in the air ducts moving around. It was Wanda and Maggie inside the building. Robin and Norman were outside the building. And you all got the fuck out of there. You ran. You weren't stealthy at all, so Bree ran after you because she heard you. And she took pictures of the SUV as you were pulling away. And then you noticed this white rental old Cutlass taking pictures of all of you, of Bree, of the black SUV. Now, you know, because you're part of a government conspiracy, that your license plates will go nowhere. So there's no real way for them to track who you are. And plus, they're not connected in that way to be able to make that happen. As for the people in the Cutlass, you don't know who they are. But you got the fuck out of there as quickly as possible. And there were so many questions on what was going on, what's happening to Pete, and everything else. And that's kind of where we ended it. I don't think there was anything else of revelation from last game except for those big things. So you have sped off in your SUV. No one is following you as far as you can tell. There's nobody behind you. Where do you want to go? It's getting late at this point. I think we said you left around like 10 because you were at the main warehouse, the first warehouse 2 episodes ago. Around 7 when it had gotten dark, and then you followed everybody else around. So we'll say it's like 11 o'clock at night or so. What do you guys want to do next? You might want to talk amongst each other in the car as you're speeding around. Go for it.
We could see the Cutlass taking photos of us, but were we close enough to maybe see its license plate?
I think you were just getting the fuck out of there. You did notice that it was one of those generic white rental cars. It's probably Enterprise.
Right. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So we need to find out who rented that car. We also need to maybe get a different car ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
And find somewhere to hole up for the night.
Mm-hmm. Agreed on all points.
Absolutely. So I guess as we're making sure we're not being followed, let's definitely call in to Agent Jackson. I'll do the call if you want to act that out.
All right, you call her, you do an info dump and let her know what's going on. And she goes,
okay, so we all need to find out where obviously all these creatures are. We've cleaned up the first site and we've removed that particular one. I don't want to bring more assets in if I can avoid it. Like, we're supposed to be clandestine, so I don't want to, like, tip off people that there's some major government stuff going down here. So my first question is what's going on with the other husbands? Are they in similar situation?
Yeah, conditions maybe deteriorating. We haven't gotten eyes on them yet, but I suppose after this basketball game, and I don't know, I guess we'll cut away to, I don't remember what that plan was. We're going to go to the game and tomorrow.
Yeah, you were going to go stake out the game. It's Thursday night. You were going to stake out the game on Friday night, tomorrow night. That might change. You might change your minds and decide to do something else now that all of the chainsaws and bowling balls are in the air and you're juggling them. It's really up to you.
Well, and also we've been compromised because we've been sighted. So we'd have to play the disguise game probably.
I will let you know, the SUV was spotted. You all were not, because by Bree at least, because...
Oh, I thought Bree was taking photos of us as we were running away.
Yeah, but she didn't get a good clear shot of your faces, and you jumped into the SUV with the tinted windows and the, all that stuff, so...
Oh, okay, that changes things a little.
Yeah, they don't have, like, a confirmation of the way you look. Now, the guy who was taking pictures from the Cutlass or the woman or whoever, they might, because you were running that way out, and they were taking pictures as you were coming out, so...
Gotcha, fair.
So there you go.
Can we, to Agent Jackson, can we get just some info? Perhaps some recent Enterprise white Cutlass insert model here rentals? Because we might have a third party involved.
Yeah, I can do some checks for you on that while you're doing what you need to do. Like I said, we need to find out what's going on. We need to find out where Mom is. You know, that's a little disconcerting. And how to send her back to where she came from or get rid of her altogether.
We did have the little clues of origin here and there, Peru, Brazil, maybe Australia. But perhaps if we find the state of the other husbands, there will be other alt info we can glean from. Maybe not them, but their surroundings.
Right. Maybe what you could do is tomorrow night, when they're all at the basketball game, or at least the wives are, you could sneak into one of their houses and try to get some info from their places. They probably have information there. They don't seem like they're an advanced cult that knows how to hide what's going on. The fact that they've gotten away with this long is kind of amazing. But that would be my suggestion. Find out what's going on with the other husbands, break into one of their houses, possibly find out what's going on there. There's probably more of these things at whatever, because he's got several properties that are empty, so there's probably going to be more of these things at Omar's properties. We basically wiped all the tapes, and so when whoever goes in the lumber yard isn't going to find anything, because we didn't want to tip our hat that this creature had gotten out. The only way they'll know is if they go there to feed it another... Maybe you split up. Maybe some people keep an eye on them and make sure that they're not going to kill another person. And the other pair of you who know how to break in better go to the house. Those are just some ideas. It's your mission, so you make the final call. But just keep me apprised, and I'll look into this Cutlass and see if I can find out who's renting out old cars. Because that's another hint. They usually keep their stock pretty new. So, all right. I'll talk to you later unless there's anything else.
Nope. I think you said it pretty great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
And she hangs up. All right. So, yeah, you've got a few different options on what you want to do, how you want to go. I'm going to say that you make it back to your rendezvous point where you stay and sleep and whatever. What is the plan? Do you want to do anything else tonight? Or are you going to wait until tomorrow to do some more stuff? How do you want to proceed?
I want to do a little research to find out about giant spider sightings in North America, the weird newspapers, stuff like that. Like Weekly World News type stuff. I miss the Weekly World News.
Something like that, you definitely find things like vampire spider attack in small town. Nothing, though, in the Fresno area. Nothing that pops up.
No, I'm expanding, like, you know, Weekly World News, the Seattle Strange. That was the one.
Tie-in. Seattle Strange.
You know, stuff like that. All those really weird Bat Boy type newspapers.
Yeah, there's a smattering of different large spider scene, and it's a grainy picture. Some of them look real. Some of them do not. Some of them look like they're props from really bad movies.
Do any of them look like our spider?
Not as far as you can tell, no. There does seem to be more activity worldwide of larger spiders. Now, most of the spider news is like spider infestation of, you know, let's say tarantulas in a place where tarantulas shouldn't be, that kind of thing. You're kind of running into that. And so there does seem to be an uptick of normal spiders, you know, earth spiders that have multiplied quite a bit, especially in those areas that I was talking about, Australia, Peru, the Amazon. There seems to be an uptick of spiders all around, but none that are like, you know, half human, half spider, half horror kind of thing. So
I got a weird one. It seems like the husbands are involved in some capacity with their businesses. And the one that we haven't dug as much on is the one that's the accountant.
Right.
And just wondering if there's something else going on beyond just people mad at other high school parents kind of thing. And I was wondering if Norman could maybe hack into the accounting business for me, because I took really high accounting for some dumb reason. And I'm just wondering if I can look through that and see if there's anything else that we can glean from that, like weird quantities of money getting moved around, or if there's some other piece of the puzzle we're missing.
Absolutely. Little forensic accounting.
Yeah, we did a little, like a cursory hacking of his business before.
Oh, did we? Because, yeah, I haven't, like, really looked into it, because I'd like to do an accounting roll on it if we can get into his business holdings.
Yeah, I don't even have to roll this time since we already have, or we were able to hack in there before we got in the...
Yeah, it's not like he's changed his security since that happened.
Got it.
I think from the last time that you did it, you found out that he has been sending money to like the Caymans and things like that. That was just a cursory thing. Go ahead and give me an accounting roll.
Watch me like botch this horribly.
The IRS knocks on your door. You critically fail. Right. We're here for an audit. What?
Oh, man. I just made it. I got a 58 under my 60.
So here's what you're finding when you look through his information. This is Roderick, by the way. And Roderick has been moving money around from different companies in the city that he is partially owner of. And a lot of the money has been sent out of the country. The other thing that you notice, though, from this time is all the building costs and everything else for Omar's apartment buildings and whatever, all of his real estate, is funneled through Pete's lumberyard and his contractors. It's basically a triangle. Roderick deals with all the financial ends of it, does accounting for both Omar and for Pete. Omar is funneling work on his properties to Pete, and then Pete is making bank off that. And then they're basically, it's like a huge slush fund that they're sending out of state. And the thing that's interesting about it is you're not sure if the wives know. And this activity started up about the time that the first victim was killed. So like a few months ago during football season. So that's what pops out. It's obvious from what you can tell, they're laundering money, basically. They're saying that they don't have as much as they really have, and they're hiding it in the accounting, from what you can tell.
Got it. Okay.
Wonder how that hooks into at least one of them becoming kind of a carrier.
Yeah, unless that was not their intention to be a carrier and surprise, surprise.
I mean, I'm just saying, we've kind of seen Stranger Things when the wife finds out the husband's about to disappear with all their money. Oh, look, enjoy. Your life as a spider now. That's all I'm saying.
Don't cross your wife. Yeah, that's a lot of information, I guess. At this point, you have to decide how you want to execute on any of this stuff. You know that now there is a third party that you don't know about following you.
I have one thought, but it's like at the basketball game, which is not to like super meta it, but because of the stuff I took, I kind of want to talk to Bree because I've got like psychotherapy and persuade and stuff and see if I can squeeze something out of her surreptitiously, you know, under the guise of, you know, we're helping the school with funding and we were told you're the parent to talk to, blah, 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 kind of thing. But that's when we get to the game, and I don't know if we're ready to get to that part yet or not.
I guess, how do you want to approach the game? Are you going to all go to the game? Do you want to try to split up and have some of you go to the house and try to break into one of their houses? Like, what's the idea?
Well, I don't know. If they've got a spider thing living in the house, I don't know that that's a wise idea.
Fair.
Yeah. I think that putting trackers on their cars while they're in the parking lot on all of the involved parties might not be a bad idea.
If they all show up.
Yeah. Well, whoever shows up, putting trackers on their cars.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense to do that. I had one thought before we do the full basketball game, which is, can we wait to see what info we get from Jackson before we go anywhere else? Like, I'm assuming she'll get back to us in the morning. But yeah, I just want to try to nail down who the people in the car are before we go to another location. Probably be a different car, right? Anyway.
Mm-hmm. It'll definitely look out of place, I think.
Yes. Yeah. I'm suspecting it has something to do with our Phantom TV people.
Yeah, that's my guess, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. I had forgotten about them.
Right? There's so many players here.
So many people.
So I was just thinking, let's try to nip that in the bud before they become a big issue. But then after that, I think I'm fine with moving on to the game and or someone's house if we want to do.
They also want to ask Jackson, like, if we can have a flamethrower to just have a...
That'd be nice.
Lord. I'm going to say no to the flamethrower because that Damn would... It. That's like, yeah, let's try not to burn down half of Fresno.
You know what? If we have to do it, we have to do it.
It was necessary.
Not just me this time.
I will say that she gets back to you and does say that it does seem that the Phantom X news people are in town and they have rented a car. Somehow they have found out information on Bree and the other two and are following them. And just happened across you all. So, yeah. And the lead is Jessica Shin. She is probably here with them if with cattle mutilations and everything else, this might be a big enough story for her.
Yes, yes. All right, well, that solves my itch in the back of my mind. Keep an eye out for Miss Jessica Shin. Luckily, I already have an eye on her, a Google alert, very high tech.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So luckily, I guess they haven't published anything yet.
No, not yet. They publish once a week usually, but the big news pieces are usually once a month. So like once a week, they might do something where it's like, we're going to regurgitate the information that's already out there, you know, like so many YouTubers will do. And then once a month, they'll do some big expose on something that they're following. So this obviously warranted them coming out to Fresno to find out what's going on with the cattle mutilations. And they might have come at it at a different angle and ended up at the same place kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, to be honest, I feel like they haven't been super low key about what they're doing. They're using their own properties there.
To be fair.
They're not pro-cultists, for sure. They're not. Bree is not a mastermind.
No, these are MOOC-level cultists.
Yeah. In the morning, Agent Jackson also lets you know that Yesenia is out of surgery and she's still in a coma, but seems to be doing all right now. They still have her in intensive care. And like we said, it's going to take a while for her to recover from this. And she's probably 99% sure she's retired at this point because the amount of damage, they're not sure whether or not there's like motor damage or anything like that. So it's going to be a long haul, but she seems to be stable at least. So that is good news. All right. During the day before the basketball meet, is there anything that you want to do before we jump to the basketball meet?
We got to get eyes on the husbands to see what status they are at for sure.
Got to buy out the local Home Depot of all their bug spray.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Just saying. For Wanda's sake. Has nothing to do with me. Just for Wanda's sake, right? Just
sure, sure.
Yeah.
And the local 99-cent store of all their Aquanet.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Homemade. Homemade.
Yeah. Well, won't give us a flamethrower. We'll make our own flamethrower.
Be like a 1990s concert where they do the, like, so.
Hey, whatever works.
Mm-hmm. Whatever works.
Indeed. Well, why don't we go by one of the Omar's properties, the one he's been supposedly staying at, not at home? Does everyone agree with that?
I mean, that's as good a place as any.
Yeah.
Okay, so you head over to Omar's apartment, and it's in the better part of town. He's definitely picked a nice posh area to live in. And you know what make his car is. He has a nice Mercedes, probably like something like an S series or something like that. He's still there. And at some point, you're surveilling him. You notice that he comes out and he's got an obvious limp. He looks okay. Like physically, there's no obvious spider markings on him at all, but he is limping a bit. And from what you know from the data that you've collected, there was no mention of an injury or a disability that would cause him to do that. So that's a bit off. And he gets in his car. Are you going to follow him to his work or what's the plan?
Oh, I kind of want to see inside where he's been staying.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I feel like this would be one of those times where it's like, yes, let's actually split up seems like a good thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that too.
I hate it. I hate it that those words have come out of my mouth.
Loathe it as I may, I think that we may need to. Wes, you stop
what,
that.
What? What? What?
You stop that, anything. Sir. Sir, you are not warming your hands.
Go on. No, just kidding. Who's going where then if you're splitting up? Because you've got one car, so you're going to have to make the decision quick. Who has the best stealth, basically, and is break-in experts?
My stealth's a 50.
My stealth's a 52.
Yeah, no, 41.
I'm 31.
Oh, I'm stealthier than I thought then, so.
All right, it's you guys. We'll pick you up after school.
Thanks, Mom.
This is how the spider chase happened last episode.
I know, I'm like, yeah. Wait a second.
Well, look, I won't be there to shine a flashlight into a monster's face, so we've learned.
All right, so Robin and Norman take off after, and who's driving, by the way? This is always a critical question.
Oh, crap, yeah.
Norman, you have actual points in drive, whereas I do not.
Oh, okay, you're at 20?
Yeah.
I'm at 23.
See, you should let me drive. I've got drive.
You wanted to sneak.
You wanted to
go sneaky. I was voted to go sneak.
Oh.
I know. I have a 40 drive.
After 5 years of running these games, no one has started their character off with, you know, I need to max out my drive.
Well, you know, I didn't max it out, but I did put points into it. I always put points in stealth. Exactly. Stealth and drive, because I know you.
On the other hand, Robin has a 50 botany.
A 50
there might,
what?
That botany? Might come in handy.
It did. It has.
It did. Yeah, it has.
It literally saved my life.
All right. So you're off.
Well, all right.
And hey, we'll just see where this all goes.
I'm just wondering why I have 60 points in drive heavy machinery. Like, why did I do that? That's crazy.
What? Like, not even heavy weapons, heavy machinery.
I've never...
Get away from her, you bitch. So you can have your aliens moment.
Yeah, you're waiting for your aliens moment.
Yeah, I guess. This is why I was so excited to go to the lumberyard. I'm like, I'll turn a thing on. I'll move it. Damn. Okay.
I'm going to have to work something in then now before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, put just a crane in the game.
Put
yeah.
a crane or something. And then you get your one chance and you critically fail.
She's got to play the crane game to get the pivotal thing out of the machine.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
She has to pick up the huge spider body out of whatever, you know. She keeps getting the Pokemon or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. You all go after, and Wanda and Maggie go into the apartment building. The main reason I need a stealth roll is just... We're going to use a stealth roll for the break-in, you know, to make sure no one finds you as you're doing all of this. So both of you give me a roll.
Ooh, I got an 81.
Ooh.
I'm not stealthy today.
I'm not stealthy either. And I got a 66.
Ooh.
Ah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I can talk like a motherfucker. So if somebody shows up, I'm going to talk their ear off about why we're supposed to be there.
True.
As you hear the lock turn and the sound, you know how those hallways can be have a little bit of a reverb in them. You crack the door lock and you swing it open, and you didn't mean to push as hard as you did, Maggie, and you pushed a little too hard and it hit the side of the wall, and the next door neighbor opens the door, and it is a 80-year-old woman. Even though she's 80, it seems that obviously she's very sensitive to the things going on in the house. And she comes out and she goes, "Oh, hello, are you Omar's friends?" Now, why she's saying that, you notice in Omar's place that there are these spider webs all over inside of his place. And papers have been pasted on the walls. It looks really weird. And you kind of smell this weird smell coming out. And you hear something rustling in the place that's starting to come towards the front of the apartment as this little lady is walking towards you on the outside. Okay?
Yep. Shall I?
Go ahead.
Oh, good day, ma'am. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm sorry. I haven't seen you around the building before.
Oh, we're with the survey service. We're actually coming through and... doing some checks, routine maintenance, looking for if we need to bring in exterminator services. How has the living experience been in your place? And I'm going to go over and like kind of go over to her and not put an arm around her, but more of that like, oh, I'm a friendly person that's coming to talk to you about your bullshit.
Well, you know, the water does take a little too long to get warm, and I feel like the sun hits the side of the building in an awkward way.
I see. The sun we can do less about, but the warm water, we can definitely look into that for you.
Well, I was wondering about like maybe an awning or something. I was told that it couldn't get an awning because it would make the facade look different. But I really think that an awning would be the best way to go.
Totally understand, but there's building regulations and everything, so we're looking into things for improvement, and we'll definitely make note of that.
Also, I've been seeing a lot more bugs in the apartments. I talked to Mr. Omar, and he said that was, you know, spiders are good because they eat other bugs, but there seems to be a lot of bugs.
Yeah, we're definitely going to look at extermination services. If that's everything, though, I'm so sorry to rush you, but we've got a really busy day. We have a lot of clients lined up today and really need to finish our survey here and move forward.
Okay. One last thing. I think there's also a little issue in the parking. There seems to be some drainage problems down there. I know that they talked about getting excavating a little bit of putting in some kind of pipe down there so that it doesn't flood as much when there are rains.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you know, we were told when we were moved in that each of us would get some kind of storage unit down there, but they haven't built the extra storage units.
Like I said, we're in a real hurry. I wonder, could I get your phone number so I can have one of our people contact you and make sure that we've got all of your notes down?
Sure, let me go write it down. I'll be right back.
Oh, no, just go ahead and tell me. Photographic memory. I'll remember it, don't worry.
Okay, are you sure?
Oh, I'm absolutely sure. Part of the job.
All right. And she rattles off her number. Now, Maggie, why this is all going on, you suddenly see this large-looking, strange spider just over the size of like a shopping cart, one of those really big shopping carts. And it's obviously got human parts on it, but it doesn't have the torso. It has like two of its legs are actually human arms and hands.
Ew.
It's kind of skittering along. And then instead of it has the weird head like the last one you saw, but it's actually seems to have a longer neck that kind of stretches out a little bit. So it's a little bizarre, and it makes this hideous hissing sound with its jaws kind of open up. And just as you're about to get the old woman into the apartment, this creature makes a sound and starts scurrying for the door.
Oh, I shut the door.
And she turns around and she goes, "What's now? I was told we weren't allowed to have pets. What is in there?"
You know, we heard reports of steam escaping, so it's been causing these horrible hissing sounds. Have you been experiencing that?
No. And then all of a sudden the door hits really hard and she goes, that can't be steam. That's a dog or something. I had to like find a home for my Persephone, and it was very difficult. And I feel like we should all be able to have animals.
Absolutely, absolutely. I completely understand. We're going to make sure that we get this taken care of. And everything is on the up and up. We'll see to the rehoming of this particular animal. Because, I mean, it wouldn't be fair to you to...
No, it sounds really big, too. It keeps hitting the door.
Yeah. We'll see to it. It sounds... don't worry. You're in good hands.
Okay. She finally goes back inside. And this thing's, like, at the door, trying to get through the door, scraping at the door with its human hands, trying to open up the door.
Thanks, I hate it, Wes.
Yeah, no thank you.
You're welcome. Let's jump over to Norman and Robin. You're falling behind this guy.
Oh, I hate that. Sorry. I saw the thing that you posted, and that's a lot of no. Yeah. Also thinking of the thing in The Thing where the head comes off and then the legs grow out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So you're following. I'm going to give you a plus 40% on your roll because this guy's not expecting to get followed and he's not an agent or anything like that. So I'm going to give you a huge bonus.
Yay.
So you have a 63% right now.
Okay, here we go. Just driving normal. We can do it. It's like I flipped a car. Yes, okay, 53.
Excellent.
Yay.
All right, so you follow him to his place, and he parks at the front. He limps in. What do you want to do? Do you want to try to, like, break into their phone service, break into their computers, see what he's doing on his computers?
Yeah, I kind of want to do all of that, but I'll pare it down. First, as he's walking in, can I do a search? I want to see if there's any weird clues to his limp on his body. I don't know. Weird.
I think that might be something that your doctor friend...
Well, that I could do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
That was something I was going to say the doctor friend could do next to you while you look into the technical stuff.
Right. Okay. Yes. I will not take your job there. Thank you.
I'm just saying, like, if you want me to try to do computer stuff, like, I literally cannot succeed. zero computer science.
Understood. I was just getting excited. I love using my eyes.
Like, I have 10% heavy machinery.
Oh, yeah, wait. Can I look to see if there's a crane? We just flatten the offices, my lord. Okay, no, focus. So, yes, I will whip out my little, almost said Palm Pilot. Wow.
Jesus, that's something that we would say. Like, that's
yeah. Wow, I haven't even thought of what that thing is.
Are you
in
feeling
so long.
Well? Do you need some butterscotch candy? Some Werther's?
You're about to get some Werther's. Yeah.
I have an old soul.
Get off my lawn, giant spider people.
Honest, yeah, we got to try that at least once. All right, so I will, let's do a classic Norman style network sweep. Just look and see what can I get into, emails and or blah, blah.
Just do a general computer roll, and then if you, Robin, wanted to do a medicine roll or some other biology roll or something that's connected that you think to help you kind of figure out what's going on with his leg or, you know, that kind of stuff, you can do that.
Okay, yeah. So I'll do a medicine.
Great. Oh, sick. Okay, 26 under my 61.
Okay, cool.
And I got a 16 under my 60.
Awesome. Yay. All right, so the thing that you notice when you're looking at him walk, the limp, it seems like his left leg is maybe an inch shorter than his other leg or half an inch. If you just watch his gait as he's walking, and you also notice that his shoe on his left foot is slightly different than the shoe on his right foot. Like he's wearing some kind of brace on there. So you're wondering if there's some kind of atrophy going on with his leg, if the muscles are decaying a little bit.
Spider leg, spider leg.
Yeah, something like that.
More spider bite leg.
Yeah, something where there's obviously been some kind of, he's been fed on or something like that. When Norman gets in, he is looking up how to get rid of spiders, that kind of thing. I mean, it's very blatant. He's all like trying to find a legal way to get the most dangerous chemicals he can find to get rid of infestation. So stuff that like Orkin has that they use at their plants before they send somebody out. The concentrated good stuff that burns everything out. He's also looking up like how to divorce your wife and not pay her money. Stuff that's like how to get your kids the child support money and make sure your wife doesn't spend it and whatever. And how to avoid alimony. All of these things, like calling all the lawyers in town and talking with them so that she can't get a lawyer because he's already talked to all of them. So he's making moves to try to distance himself from her. Why he would be staying in this apartment is the thing that's not on his computer. And at some point, if you look in his browser history, how to deal with multiple spider bites is something that he's looked up a few times. You found out that Tiffany was having an affair. You do wonder if maybe the affair wasn't the problem, it was the cultish moves of her friends and her, so.
Maybe the affair was a relief.
Yeah. Thank God. I don't have to pay as much.
Yeah.
If she gets remarried, I don't have to pay anything.
Right. Spiders can eat him.
Spiders can eat him, exactly.
Good Lord. Okay. So we're looking at all this info. Clearly, and I turned to Robin, I'm like, all right, he's aware the spiders are a problem, at least.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like maybe the husbands are innocent or unwilling participants in all of this.
Yeah, innocent.
Yeah, quote unquote.
I mean, it does seem obvious at least a couple of them are not willing participants, but at the same time, innocent.
Innocent. Definitely, look. It's early in the morning.
Yeah.
Still getting over the smell of poop in the air. It's Fresno.
So much cow.
Not used to it yet. There's a lot of cow. Respect to the cows, just yuck.
But this does beg the question, can we possibly enlist? Because it doesn't seem like Norman is a spider person, unlike his buddy. You're Norman. God damn it. I literally wrote down Norman four times in my notes as well. So it's not just this one slip of the tongue. We've been following this guy. I was like, oh, Norman is limbic.
Well, Roderick and Norman are very close.
Norman's the short nickname for Roderick.
Right.
Yes. Totally the same
to
name.
To be fair, Omar and Norman have the similar letters.
They do.
No, Normar. Oh no, they're connected. We've missed this connection the whole time. Oh no.
It's my brother.
You're in the MCU.
Nilbog is goblet spelled backwards. So Roderick doesn't seem to be a spider person, unlike Omar.
Unlike Pete.
God damn it.
Pete's the spider person.
So taking it all back, this husband seems to be not a spider person, unlike that other husband that we saw at Bree's house.
Right. And we followed Omar, not Roderick. We're at Omar's office.
Did we screw this whole thing up? We've missed it all.
Omar, because that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
I said Roderick. Oh, Jesus.
But you just
Christ.
Said Roderick now.
I know. I just said Roderick now. Too many goddamn NPCs.
We're all confused. West, we just need to record each of us saying all of the names so that he can just insert.
So I can just swap them out
as necessary.
Here, just use this clip of me saying, "Well, this husband."
Yeah, no, I can make that work. This husband
does not seem to be spider person infected, or at least not as far along as Bree's husband was.
You're right.
Correct.
Correct. I wonder if there's a way. I just want to say one sentence normally.
Woo!
All right. I wonder if there is a cure. Perhaps this is something we can, whether it exists or not, suggest to Omar, to get him on our side if we want to go that route. Man, it wasn't even like worth saying that out loud, but whatever, I got it out.
That's actually not a bad thing.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Like, if we approach him and say, hey, it's possible that we can not only, like, I see that you might have some atrophy from your spider bite, and there's something I could do about that. Not to mention, if we can do some research and see if there's some way to unspiderfy people.
It's called fire.
That's also seems like a really good thing. Without fire yet, we can use fire on the babies. I'm less inclined to use fire on the victims.
I don't know.
Obviously, he's not very loyal to his wife if he's looking at how quickly he can move all his assets off and not pay her a dime, you know?
Why couldn't she just join a book club?
I mean, I feel like once your wife starts, like, oh, am I the asshole? My wife joined a spider cult. I would like a divorce and also not to pay her alimony. Starts to seem like...
Yeah, it starts to seem plausible.
It's a reasonable search, you know?
I mean, it's possible that everybody sucks here, yes. But he is at least still trying to look out for the kids. So I'm voting not the asshole, pending further information.
So I guess that leaves the question, before I jump to the other two, do you all just want to sit there and kind of continue surveillance, or what's your next move now that you have all this information?
I'd say, well, something interesting could happen if we wait for like a little more, but let's check in with the other team since they don't have a ride.
True.
I am thinking, well, technically we don't know if they're dead or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like checking in, but then it's like, if we can figure out a way to maybe get him away from the others to approach him, but also Norman and I are not the people who you want to have, like...
Talking.
Well, I think we're okay at talking, but also if things go beyond talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much by the skin of my teeth have I survived any conversation.
Yeah. Norman's not a talker.
Come back and get Wanda right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually incredibly persuasive.
Well, yeah. Notice I said Norman.
Just Norman.
Yes. It's just that literally all of my, like, fighty skills are 1 to 2 points above minimum. From me failing them before.
Yeah.
And if you get hurt, I can't do anything.
So you call the other team up to see what their status is. Meanwhile, you all are in the hallway. This thing is ramming its body up against the door. And then all of a sudden, you notice that the doorknob starts to turn and starts to swing open.
No, you gave spiders opposable thumbs. It's not okay. I veto this.
So it starts to, you know, open the door up, and this is where we're going to end this episode.
Reverse lock pick.
That was my thinking.
Just lot.
Thank you all so much. I'm having a lot of fun with this game. I am. Because anytime I can get Mac, because Mac's a horror aficionado, anytime I can get her like squeamish, that's I feel like I've hit a level of mastery there. It's like, yay, I did something good. Thank you all so much for playing, and thank you, Patreon and Ko-fi backers, for listening and for being supporters of the show. We appreciate it. Let's find out where everybody is real quick, and you probably already know, but we're going to do it anyway for some reason. Let's start with Mac.
Hey, y'all. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais, and spider-free as far as I am aware. You can find me and my spider-free content everywhere on the web is at Strange Like That.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on the socials at Mishulu. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
Hello. I am Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter, just chatting, having a good time. That's at Saint Spider TV. And if I'm on any other games, that's where the announcements will be. Thanks.
Hello. You can find me on most of the internets as Forgotten Saves. And if you want to hear me play any more TTRPGs, check out the Happy Jacks back catalog. Possibly current catalog, who knows, and various other places on the interwebs that I will pop up, like that bug that is crawling over your shoulder right now.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter for now, until Elon runs it into the ground, which he's doing as we speak. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, we'll talk to you next month with another Agents Dossier. Bye.
Bye.